the Tom Likas Show.
You're a goddamn genius. You are goddamn gifted.
And now, from the New Normal Studios in Burbank.
L-I-V-I-N.
Thank you for tuning into the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear us on our brand new free app. Get it at Google Play. Get it at the App Store. Or get it at TomEverywhere.com. That's TomEverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you and me. And we are just 1 hour away from another edition of Money Monday on the Tom Likas Show. Here will be your opportunity to call in and get money questions answered by a bona fide, certified, self-made multimillionaire. Oh, that's me. So you want to be here for that. And it's coming up in less than an hour from right now. But there was a big news story that has developed. Of course, we're doing this show live on Monday, the 6th of July, 2015, at about 10 after 4 Pacific time. So by the time you hear this as a replay or hear it on demand, you may already know this story, but I'm betting that many people were at work today and have not yet heard this story if they are listening live. And if that's you, I want you to pay attention because this is quite the story. And my opinion about it, this could be the last nail in Bill Cosby, not just his career, but his legacy. All right, because we talked a lot about Bill Cosby when all these women were making allegations against him. And a number of people objected to these stories because they said, these women are just trying to get money. These women are making these stories up. And out comes a story from the Associated Press. And by the way, it's backed up by documents, and we've got links to them on our Twitter feed on blowmeuptom.com and links on our Facebook pages. But let me read you this story. This came out today as I'm doing the show live. All right. In fact, it came after the show began. That's how recent this is. So here it is. Bill Cosby admitted in 2005 that he got quaaludes. Don't get too excited, team. He got quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with, and that he gave quaaludes to at least one woman and, quote, other people, according to documents obtained Monday by the Associated Press. That woman and a second woman testified in the same case that they knowingly took quaaludes from him, according to the unsealed documents. The AP had gone to court to compel the release of the documents from the deposition in a sexual abuse lawsuit filed by former Temple University employee Andrea Constant, the first of a cascade of sexual abuse lawsuits against him. Cosby's lawyers had objected on the grounds that it would embarrass their client. Cosby settled that lawsuit under confidential terms in 2006. His lawyers in the Philadelphia case did not immediately return phone calls on Monday, meaning today as we're doing the show live. Constant consented to be identified but did not want to comment, her lawyer said. Cosby, 77 years old, has been accused by more than 24 women of sexual misconduct, including allegations by many that he drugged and raped them in incidents dating back more than 4 decades. Cosby has never been criminally charged, and most of the accusations are barred by statutes of limitations. Cosby giving sworn testimony in the lawsuit accusing him of sexually assaulting Constant at his home in Pennsylvania in 2005. Said he got 7 Quaalude prescriptions in the 1970s. The lawyer for Constant asked if he had kept the sedatives through the 1990s after they were banned, but was frustrated by objections from Cosby's lawyer. Lawyer Dolores M. Troiani had asked, when you got the Quaalude, was it in your mind that you were going to use these Quaaludes for young women that you wanted to have sex with? Yes, Cosby answered on September 29, 2005. Did you ever give any of these young women the Quaaludes without their knowledge? Cosby's lawyer objected again, leading Troiani to petition the federal judge to force Cosby to cooperate. Cosby later said he gave Constant 3 half pills of Benadryl, although Troiani in the documents voices doubt that the drug was involved. The other 2 women who testified on Constant's behalf said they had been knowingly given Quaaludes. 3 of the women accusing Cosby of sexually assaulting them have a defamation lawsuit pending against him in Massachusetts. They allege that he defamed them when his agents said their accusations were untrue. Cosby is trying to get their case thrown out before discovery. Cosby had fought the AP's efforts to unseal the testimony, with his lawyer arguing the deposition could reveal details of Cosby's marriage, sex life, and prescription drug use. Lawyer George M. Gowan III argued in June it would be terribly embarrassing for this material to come out. He said the public should not have access to what Cosby was forced to say as he answered questions under oath from the accuser's lawyer nearly a decade ago. Gowan said, frankly, it would embarrass him. And it would also prejudice him in the eyes of the jury pool in Massachusetts. U.S. District Judge Eduardo Robreno asked last month why Cosby was fighting the release of his sworn testimony, given that the accusations in the Temple woman's lawsuit were already in the public eye. Why would he be embarrassed by his own version of the facts, Robreno said. And the story goes on, and you can look at that story, or you can look at others. But we have got the actual documents. We've got a link to them right now, and you can see them. Take a look at them, and then you can decide for yourself how you feel about this. Now, look, I'm the first one to tell you that I believe there are many false rape allegations, and that many women are trying to get money or trying to get attention. I'm the first one to tell you that. And I think on that basis, I think my opinion has even more credibility, because I'm going to tell you that in this case, I really believe the women with their allegations. Now, are 100% of them telling the truth? I have no idea. I have no idea. But when this many people are saying the same thing about the same person, it's my tendency to believe there's got to be truth in there. It's just my opinion. That's how I see it. And now we know that at least one part of these allegations appears to be at least partially true. That Bill Cosby procured Quaaludes. Were Quaaludes even still being prescribed when he was getting them? I don't even know. And certainly when a drug is prescribed, it's prescribed for the person who got the prescription. They are not prescribed for the purpose of handing them out to women you meet that you want to have sex with. All right? So I thought it might be interesting to see if this affects your view of Bill Cosby at all. All right? Now, granted, for most people, Bill Cosby today, unless you're a comedian and you revere him as a comedian, I think for most people under 60 years old, Bill Cosby is irrelevant. Because that's what happens with entertainers. see the other day that the comedian Jack Carter died. He was very popular when I was a child. But has anyone really paid attention to him the last 20 years? I don't think so. Nothing against him. That is just the shelf life of entertainers. It's just the way it is. So I'd be the first one to tell you I don't think Bill Cosby is relevant to most Americans. And in fact, I go so far as to say that being that his TV show was on 30 years ago, I'd bet there's a lot of people listening who don't remember Bill Cosby, don't remember his show, only saw it on, like, TV Land or Nick at Night, all right, and maybe never saw him as a stand-up comedian, so therefore he's, you know, just not relevant to many people. But here's a guy who many women said, we didn't say it, I want to make that clear, many women said he drugged them and then raped them. That's what they say. And now that they've unsealed testimony that Cosby thought he'd be taking to his grave, now we know that Bill Cosby, at the very least, went and got prescriptions for Quaaludes by his own admission. And Quaaludes are a controlled, well, they were when they were available, they were a controlled substance. And that means if you have a prescription for Quaaludes, the purpose of that prescription is not to get them and then hand out to other people like candy. The purpose of it is to take them yourself. So that part of the story appears to be true. So I'm wondering how this affects your view of Bill Cosby or this story. What are there, 15 lawsuits pending against Bill Cosby? Now, I believe that most of these suits will get thrown out or, you know, the statute of limitations pretty much rules out a lot of this material, a lot of these allegations. Why these women waited so many years to do anything, I don't know. I have no idea. But I would certainly say that if you had doubts about Bill Cosby, wouldn't you have to agree that seeing how that he testified that he had been getting drugs to give to women he wanted to have sex with, doesn't that take you a little closer to believing that Bill Cosby, Mr. Jell-O Pudding Pop, Mr. Family Man, Mr., you know, I'm going to tell everybody why they are inferior parents and I'm a superior parent. Doesn't this kind of tell you that maybe there's even a glimmer of truth in what some people are alleging about Bill Cosby? That's a question. But I would like to find out if this changes your view of Bill Cosby in any way. The fact that the attorneys were able to crack open what was sealed testimony and were able to find this information out about Bill Cosby. What do you think about that? All right, here's your chance to tell us right now. And you don't have to be a Bill Cosby fan or a Bill Cosby hater. You know, maybe you're just a casual observer who's been watching this story. I'd like to get your reaction to this. This is hot off the press. It just came out. So I'd like to hear from you right now. Again, if you don't feel like you know enough about the story, you can go to blowmeuptom.com right now and read the story yourself. Look at the actual documents we're talking about. There are links to it also on our Facebook pages, on our Twitter feed. Go take a look at it. And then call us and give us your opinion. Here's the phone number. 901-3000-TOM. I keep thinking about Mrs. Bill Cosby. What's her name? Camille? What was this? An open marriage? An understanding? A marriage of convenience? What's the deal here? I don't even know. We'd love to know. And I'm sure before it's all over, we'll probably know all of this. But right now, it's you and me at 901-3000-TOM. And in case you're just joining us and you haven't heard it, in testimony in 2005, according to the Associated Press, Bill Cosby admitted he got Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women that he wanted to have sex with, and that he gave Quaaludes to at least one woman and other people. Which, by the way, I'm no attorney, but I do believe that's a crime. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. I want to hear from everybody. Everybody's got an opinion, even if you think it's irrelevant. and you think Bill Cosby's a piece of shit, or you think I'm a piece of shit, or you think this story is stupid, every opinion counts. Call us right now at 901-3000-866.
Stick it in your rack. Let them enjoy it, too. Download the Tom Likas app now. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
You know, I've been preaching Likas 101 for years now. But some of you have fallen off the wagon or thought you knew more than the professor. And now you're facing off against the cold-hearted bitch who wants to take you for everything you've got. And on top of that, screw up your relationship with your kids. You know you need a lawyer. Don't be a fool. Call Adam Sachs now. 800-340-7320. Stand up for yourself. Don't be a pussy and let her walk away with the whole store. Fight back and use an experienced attorney that you can trust and has long supported our show and his teachings. As an attorney in court nearly every day, Adam knows that people like you are struggling with this tough economy. Even if you're dealing with financial issues, he'll take your case, and he promises to work out an affordable monthly payment plan. No matter what your financial circumstances are, you can afford Adam Sachs as your lawyer. 800-340-7320. In his 20 years of standing up for guys in the hostile area of family law, he's gotten countless men full custody of their children, protected men from outrageous and unfair child support and vagina money payments. And best of all, he never gives up, never runs from a fight. He'll even give you his cell phone number so he can always be reached. Call this number. 800-340-7320. Adam Sachs, it's time to man up. 800-340-7320.
New normal rock. Newer, faster, harder rock. 24-7. Listen now or we'll pee on your rug.
They pee on your fucking rug.
Pee to my fucking rug.
Find us at newnormalrock.com and ask like tune in.
They peed on your fucking rug.
No ballots, no broads, no bullshit.
You got the wrong guy. I'm the dude, man.
Don't make us pee on your rug.
Devin Bronson is back with us. We're going to talk a little bit about the black box. And I've got to tell you, I own a black box, have it at home, use it at the ranch regularly. We've got a black box in studio. All the guys have one. We all love it. But what's interesting about the black box is you don't have to use it at home. You can take it on the road with you as well.
Absolutely. This is the rock and roll portable audio system, so it's not only used at home. It can be used in your car. It comes with a 12-volt adapter, so you can power it, take it to tailgates, at concerts, take it in an RV when you go camping, anywhere you want to listen to music.
Now, this is not made like one of those iPhone docking stations, all plastic, lousy sound. It's a big, booming device.
Plastic audio docks always break, and they always distort, for me at least, and I hated that about those. So I wanted to make something that was different, make it out of wood, make it out of metal, durable, have a next to nothing distortion ratio when you crank it all the way up.
Now, how can someone get a black box?
You can go to our website. It's bnaudio.com and enter promo code Tom in their checkout and get 20% off.
That's bnaudio.com. Mention the promo code Tom and get 20% off. You are going to love the black box. It's the Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000-TOM, that's our telephone number, 901-3000-TOM, let's go. 901-3000-866. We're talking about Bill Cosby, a story that came out as we're doing the show live. It came out during the show that Bill Cosby admitted in 2005 that he got Quaaludes with the intent of giving them to young women he wanted to have sex with, according to the Associated Press, and that he gave Quaaludes to at least one woman and, quote, other people. Now, this came out of testimony that had been sealed after a lawsuit was settled, and then this brought up some questions for me. So we're bringing in our in-house legal expert, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. Adam, thanks for coming on short notice.
Yes, of course. Good afternoon, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing great. How did this get out if it was sealed? This makes no sense.
Yes. How interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you know, there's generally settlements, and settlements tend to be confidential, and they'll seal documents. But, you know, there are people that have access to them, and somebody leaked it, or maybe it was requested. I don't think there was any kind of court order letting it out.
Well, wait a minute now. Let me ask, because I'm not a legal expert. Okay, I'm just a dope with a microphone. But I've done depositions. I've been questioned in depositions.
Right.
And my experience of being questioned in a deposition, the way Bill Cosby was, is that everything I said in that deposition, the other side had an attorney and I had an attorney, and
right.
everything I said was known by both sides. So
right, usually no holds barred as well.
Well, right. So I'm guessing that the woman, and you correct me if I might be wrong, I'm guessing that the woman who settled with Cosby knows the contents of that deposition.
Right. I mean, I recall on your cases, Tom, that you had at least some of your later divorces sealed or closed down, as I recall, because of your celebrity status. And as much as this was a lawsuit against Cosby, which was at the time public or whatever, it may not have been generally known about, and the sides may have agreed to some kind of particularly in the context of a settlement. Now, a lot of times settlements are structured. So that means that the victim gets $100,000 a year for 7 years or something like that, and that sort of keeps them quiet and keeps them honoring the terms of the settlement. But, I mean, this is all stuff that's more than about 10 years old, it would appear. And so you got to figure that
somebody. By the way, and just so we have all the facts straight for the listeners, it's exactly 10 years ago, 2005.
Well, so maybe this is someone who's past the point of being afraid, and maybe there was some kind of punishment that they wouldn't get their whole settlement, or they'd get cut off, or pay some kind of fine if it was released. Maybe the lawyer's retired and he doesn't care. But, I mean, this is something that's under a lot of pressure now. And as you know, Cosby is, you know, very high profile with so many accusers coming forward. You know, what kills me, Tom, is what a role model he was, you know, and he was, Mr. Middle Class America guy when he's on the Cosby Show. And if you remember, for all the years he was lecturing, particularly to African Americans in this country, he was telling them how bad they are and how they have to straighten up and live their lives properly. And even recently he was denying the accusations against him. And now here you have in a deposition specifically, apparently, under oath, that he was getting Quaaludes. Which was the forcing sex drug of choice at the time. That's before there was roofies and whatnot. And he was giving it to this, I think he was a doctorate student at Temple University in Philadelphia. And apparently he was giving it to one of the employees there. So that's pretty unbelievable.
Well, this involves the employee. That's what this deposition was all about, the Temple University employee who has had this beef with him. But here I have a bunch of questions for you. This story brings up a bunch of questions. First things first, if I do something illegal, can I settle with somebody so it doesn't get out? I thought if you did, like, for example, the Kobe Bryant case. There were questions going on about whether he gave cash to the woman who accused him of rape in order to get her to not testify against him. I didn't know you could legally, you could reach a settlement with somebody, and then among the things that would be sealed in that testimony would be that you did something illegal. And I have to believe that obtaining a controlled substance and then handing it out to other people is illegal, right?
Right, of course. And by the way, it's absolutely, as you say, it is absolutely illegal to try to dissuade someone's essentially testimony by giving them a payoff. One of the examples that comes to my mind is the early accuser, not the later one, but the first accuser against Michael Jackson. Now, you have two elements. You have the criminal case, and then you have the civil case. And what ended up happening was, all of a sudden, Michael Jackson settled the civil case, and the accuser didn't cooperate with the criminal case anymore. Now, this is a big problem for a prosecutor. If the person who made the accusation stops, you know, returning phone calls and won't talk to the detectives and the investigators, then they're unable generally to make the case. And this happens a lot of cases with, you know, domestic violence where the husband and wife will reconcile and the wife won't cooperate with the police anymore. Now, in the case of Kobe Bryant and so forth, it's a big speculation, you know, but we're saying, look, obviously the person who was the accuser was in it at least partially to get money, and because he was such a famous and rich person, and if she was given the right amount through some kind of delicate legal negotiation, there might have been a little wink-wink that she was going to not cooperate on the criminal side, and then that case would collapse. Now, you're talking about very large amounts of money, and so people are highly incentivized to walk away from the criminal prosecutions, you know, which is the spiteful thing to get the person into jail when they figure they can take a big chunk of money and, you know, get their revenge in that way. And, you know, we can speculate. This is all behind closed doors, but certainly may have happened in some of these cases. I mean, you have to remember that when a regular person gets confronted with, I mean, you know, it sounds like magic, but when you get confronted with a real check and someone's telling you, and you're just an average person, you know, whoever you are, but this very wealthy person is going to give you a check for $10 or $20 million if you just shut up and go away, you know, even if you're traumatized, you say, well, whatever, maybe I got assaulted or raped or whatever, but if I get $20 million, I can move to a new place and start my life over. A lot of people are going to be tempted to do that. A lot of people don't want to go through a criminal trial because it's very humiliating and difficult.
Understood. And now what I'm wondering here is, okay, so these documents get out because the Associated Press pressed the matter. And right. Cosby's attorneys tried to prevent the documents from coming out, and now here they are. What can an attorney do with this information from 10 years ago that was under seal? It's under seal. There was a settlement, statute of limitations. What can you do with this information?
Well, see, that's the really unclear part. There are certain laws that exist in different states, and it does vary. And my understanding is that Cosby has victims that are, you know, where these crimes happen all over the place. Some of them supposedly happened, I think, at the Playboy Mansion in Los Angeles, obviously, and elsewhere in California. But I think they were also talking about various other states where he went to different venues or he was filming comedy shows or whatever he was doing. But the reality is, and this is particularly true when you talk about child victims, there's a big concern, for example, if a victim is underage, when should the statute of limitations run? And these are people, for example, you've seen these people that, you know, say they were molested when they were 10 years old, 12 years old, and they only realized that they were molested later on in their 20s when they were in college, when they went to therapy, or they had the repressed memories, you know, bring back from a psychology analysis or something. So, you know, when you talk about Cosby, I think at least one or two of his victims were underage, but even so, the fact that they were drugged, the fact that there are things that he did to try to prevent them from coming forward and testifying, it is possible that the statute of limitations could be extended and that some of these older crimes could be prosecuted. There are some of them that probably can't be. And then there's also not only the criminal side, but the civil aspect. And those statute of limitations may be different than the criminal statute of limitations. Now, when you talk about these sealed documents, you know, in a society like ours, there's a lot of governmental documents that are secret or top secret or like the papers of presidents and so forth. And they come out, excuse me, with the Freedom of Information Act and people subpoena documents. It's very unusual for something to really, really disappear. And as the tempo, I think, is accelerating, where, you know, before it was just a few whispers. As I recall, this all started with a comedian who went on stage and said, you know, Cosby's a child molester, which at the time was a very radical thing to say. And Cosby's a very wealthy entertainer. And I'm sure it would be scary to make a statement like that because he could sue you for, you know, defamation and so forth and wipe you out. He's a very rich man to have the resources to really do that. But I think that as the momentum built, and there were so many accusations. Tom, aren't there like 25 or 30 or more, something ridiculous like that?
I don't know if it's that many. I thought it was like 15 lawsuits or 15 allegations.
Yeah.
I'd have to
lot.
Go back because we haven't talked about this in some time. That is a lot.
But I mean, when you talk about that situation, you know, maybe there was a lawyer, like we say, and we may never find this out. There was a case a couple weeks ago. I think it was one of those police beatings things where the chief of police released a document they weren't supposed to release. I mean, there is a lot of tendency that there could have been a paralegal. Well, like I said, maybe a lawyer. Maybe he's retired. He doesn't give a crap anymore. You know, he's living in the Cayman Islands or something. And, you know, he's got this old deposition from 10 years ago. And so he calls the Associated Press and gives it to them anonymously or whatever, you know. I mean, that can happen. Things get leaked all the time in that way. And certainly, like I said, once the structured settlement has been paid, you know, there may be some kind of thing that if it gets leaked that they can be sued. But at this point, you know, what would Cosby do? Sue his accuser now that he paid out, that she violated the terms of the agreement after 10 years when he's got all these other people accusing him of the same kind of thing?
Well, the other thing this didn't necessarily leak, Adam. Correct me if you think I'm wrong, but, you know, we all knew that there had been a lawsuit in around 2004, 2005, and we all knew that it had been settled. And we all knew that we didn't know the contents of the settlement. Yeah. So you didn't even have to know what the contents of the settlement were. You knew there was a settlement.
But you have to figure that whatever it was in confidence at the time, certainly. It was a confidential settlement.
But it's entirely possible, though, that all we knew is that there had been a settlement.
Well, this is going to be a real clusterfuck. And you see how it builds up momentum with more and more people, like a cascade of accusers. And Cosby apparently has been doing this for a long time. And, you know, it's unbelievable what happens. You know, there are no heroes anymore in our society. And but according to this article I'm looking at here, he wasn't just a graduate of Temple University. He was on the board of trustees of the university, would you believe?
Right. Which I think he was before he got his doctorate there.
Yeah, but he was actually a famous graduate of the school. And he was a popular face in terms of fundraising campaigns and giving commencement speeches and so forth. So, I mean, if you think about the dramatic turnaround, apparently the university was standing behind him, even in the context of settling this case, by the former employee, Andrea Constand, was her name. And, you know, if this is very consistent and shows the same kind of pattern and practice of giving quaaludes and drugs and then having some kind of sex assault against the person after he gave her the drugs or whatever. I mean, that's exactly what the other people accused him of. What's amazing to me, Tom, when you talk about the power of money and fame, you know, the connection that turns women on, I don't understand why Cosby needed to do this. I really don't. I think that on his fame alone, he could have had any girl he wanted falling at his feet. And it's amazing to me. And they showed an interview with him and his wife, Camille. And she obviously, I think, in my opinion, knew what was going on for years and tolerated it, never said a word, and was, you know, standing by her man to this day. And he doesn't just do this once or twice. He's got like more than a dozen victims. It's unbelievable. And now that they have him under oath, this is going to definitely change the pressure in terms of the cases against him. You know, I know he's worth a lot of money. He may have to just sort of quietly settle them or whatever. But it's some crazy way to go out after the legacy that he had in stardom and fame and popularity.
And then when you talk about quietly settling these cases, what does that mean anymore? If you settle a case and later the Associated Press could say, we want to see the terms of the settlement, and the judge, you know, the judge won't say, okay.
And well, try to make confidential settlements. The law favors settlement. So whatever the story is, if the situation is that Cosby pays this person, you know, under the settlement agreement, and it's supposed to be sealed, generally courts will respect that. And if I was, you know, Cosby's PR person and lawyer and whatever, we would want to settle these up and to make them go away and to sort of quietly deal with them. You know, a lot of these people, we're talking about the principle of the thing and so forth, but you'd be surprised how quickly they forget all about principles once they get a check in their hand. And, you know, when you look at some of these accusers, and it's certainly true of these cases we've seen that were high profile, you know, like Kobe's case and the cases against other celebrities and so forth, You know, money plays a tremendous factor. And, you know, people say, oh, I'm, you know, a woman's crying how awful it was to get raped and all that. But somehow when she's given a big amount of money, all of a sudden everything's pretty much, you know, taken care of. And I think that that's one of the ways that our society basically allows rich people to buy off going to jail, where, you know, if they're going to face a real criminal trial, the ways that they can get out of it is by, you know, working out something with the victim.
Now, I'm not here to defend Bill Cosby, and I believe that he did at least some of the things that are alleged. But let me ask you this question. Does he have any, is there any way he can get back at this judge or get back at this decision to reveal this private settlement? Can he go, I don't know, Pennsylvania Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court?
Yeah. I mean, normally speaking, you know, absolutely, Tom, you know this. There's what they call liquidated damages. Generally, in a settlement agreement like this one, it would be probably very, very long, and it would say, you know, this case, whatever it was called, you know, this lady versus Cosby, is being settled today, whenever it was in 2005, for X number of dollars and so-and-so situation, and these terms are confidential, and if they are violated, there will be a liquid damages clause, you know, which is $100,000 per violation or whatever, some amount of money that has to be paid. And what liquidated damages means is that it's not even a question. It's literally set at a certain amount per release of information or whatever. And so, you know, I don't know exactly who caused this, and this it may not ever be known, but the reality is that if this was released in some way, in an inappropriate way, particularly by the people involved, particularly the victim and her attorneys and whatnot, Cosby could go after them. But I have to tell you, considering the weak situation he's in and considering the allegations, and they're all looking to be true, he's not going to get a lot of sympathy. And so the release of this, you know, confidential settlement is really the least of his problems when you look at the big picture. I mean, it's so crazy now because most of the people that accused him a long time ago. And they're talking about incidents that go back 20, 30, 40 years. So I don't know, you know, how much traction most of those are going to get.
Correct me if you think I'm going up the wrong tree here, Adam, but let me throw something out. Let's say I am the crisis management team of Bill Cosby. Let me tell you what I would say to Bill Cosby. Hey, Bill, most of the damage to your legacy has already been done. And the statute of limitations is in effect for at least most of these allegations. So why don't you just not comment on them and go on with your life, appearing at nursing homes or, theaters in Sun City and do your appearances, do whatever it is you're going to do, and just not say anything for the rest of your life. Just ride off into the sunset like that.
Didn't he try to do that? He got booed off the stage, right?
I think in one place he may have, and look, he's 77 years old, you know? I mean, when you're 77, do you really need to be going out there on stage anymore?
I don't know. I mean, it's up to him, you know? There are a lot of people that avoid the media. They've shown, by the way, and I know you're no big fan of hers, that Hillary Clinton has, although she's running for president, she's avoided questions and she's avoided the press. So that's kind of a crazy thing to do, you know? And that's sort of at the height of when they want answers. And what ends up happening, I think this is certainly true for media consultants, is that they know that if you don't answer questions and you don't try to direct the narrative, then it takes on a life of its own and people start speculating things probably even worse than what you're accused of.
Well, people say that, but interesting that you mentioned Hillary Clinton, because despite what you say, and I know it's true, she is the leading candidate for president. Leading all contenders.
No doubt about it, yeah.
On both sides. So
really against the Republicans, too, but I mean, I think she's got, you know, gigantic name recognition, if nothing else.
Right. But there was a time when people depended so much on the traditional media, you know, the Washington Post or the New York Times or the L.A. Times or whatever. And really, I have to say, I think an awful lot of people are more likely to read Deadspin or Gawker than they are the Washington Post or the New York Times. So if she refuses to give statements to the mainline traditional media, is anyone even going to notice?
Right. I just think that when you talk about someone like Cosby, stonewalling is probably a big mistake, too.
Well, I think it would be if he were doing, if it were 30 years ago and he was doing the Cosby Show, I would say that would be impossible and NBC would have to fire him and that would be it. But this is a 77-year-old man who doesn't have to work anymore. And these allegations are from a decade ago or more, up to 3 decades or 4 decades ago. And, you know, he could just decide that now's the time to retire.
Yeah, it's an interesting thought. I mean, that's up to him. I think when you're 77 like him, you're probably thinking about how you're going to be remembered and what your legacy is going to be, you know? Right. So I'm not so sure he wants to, you know, kind of die and forget about this and have people remember this kind of awful thing about him, you know? It might be something that he wants to try to...
Well, even by settling, we've all decided he's a piece of shit. Except for the few people who still show up at the Sun City Dinner Theater to see him do a comedy act, most of us have decided this guy fucked up. The court of public opinion has already weighed in. You know, to start negotiating with his accusers, what's that going to do?
In some way, you don't find, I mean, don't you find the accusations hard to believe? I mean, they really are hard to believe.
The reason I don't find them hard to believe is because now we see this story from the Associated Press that says he did get Quaaludes to give to women in order to have sex with them. He was A, married, B, Quaaludes are a controlled substance, and that's illegal activity that he admitted to under oath, and C, it's an awful lot like the things that are being alleged against him.
I don't know. I mean, you know, I saw this movie, The Wolf of Wall Street. And
yes, I saw it too.
Like they were taking Quaaludes throughout that whole movie, right?
Under oath that you got Quaaludes, presumably under a prescription, with the specific intent, instead of taking them yourself for your own issues, your intent was to hand them out to others. You admitted it under oath. I'll bet there's a video of that somewhere. You know,
I'm not saying that I endorse this, but you know, guys always had problems in life persuading women to want to have sex, right?
No doubt.
So.
But they're not all accused of criminal behavior. They're not all accused.
No, I know, but it seems like in the 1970s or 80s or when Quaaludes were big, which is a bit before my time, that maybe you got Quaaludes and the girl was like, oh, I don't know if I want to, and you gave her a Quaalude and it calmed her down, you know, it loosened her up. I don't know.
Right. Well, like you would with a drink or other things, you know.
Well, I understand, but you know, he's supposed to be this serial rapist, you know, where it's not just a question of giving her a Quaalude, that he's supposed to have you know, got these women knocked out and then had sex with them or whatever, assaulted them when they were unconscious, you know. So, I mean, it doesn't look great for him, but, you know, I'm sure there's another side to this story. It's just one of those crazy things. The saddest thing for him is the legacy thing. And, you know, and you see how, you know, once the story kind of starts to roll down the mountain as a snowball, it gets bigger and bigger. You know, originally people were afraid to say this about Cosby, and then you have one accuser after another, after another, after another. So, I mean, if I was his PR people or whatever, I'm sure he has the best in the world. I mean, I don't know how you could possibly put a lid on this. It's just too much, you know?
Adam, could I ask you to hang on a minute, and we're going to take a call or two here? All right.
Of course.
That is our in-house legal expert, criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs, and we're talking about these latest revelations about Bill Cosby, specifically that there has been a document unsealed from a deposition he gave in the year 2005, where he admitted to getting Quaaludes to give to young women in order to have sex with them. All right? Well, let's get your opinion. And we have Adam on the line as well. 901-3000 Tom is our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
Free at TomEverywhere.com. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Let's talk about our friends at Harry's, Harry's.com. You know, we love to talk about the disruptors, the Ubers of the world, the Warby Parkers of the world. Did you know one of the founders of Warby Parker is also one of the founders of Harry's. That's true, by the way. At Tesla, even our own new normal. I mean, there's an awful lot of people saying, you know what, business doesn't have to be done the way it's been done. And in the case of the shaving business, why should one company be able to decide how much blades are going to cost or how much razor handles are going to cost? So the folks at Harry's, what they did is they scoured the world and they found themselves a century-old German blade factory, and they bought it. And by making their own blades, they eliminated the middleman. And now it's spending $4.25 for a blade. Maybe you spend now $2. That's a big difference. The folks at Harry's say they could save you up to $150 a year on shaving. And right now, Harry's is giving new customers like you an additional $5 off their first monthly subscription by using my coupon code LEYKIS5, LEYKIS, and the number 5. That's right. If you're new to Harry's, get $5 off. And by the way, you'll also get a free razor handle to get you started. All right? Now, Harry's Shave Plan is a monthly subscription that sends the blades right to your door for as little as $3 a month. Take the guesswork out of shaving. Harry's will time your shipments so you never run out of blades. You'll never have to deal with the burn of dragging out one last blade or the hassle of making a last-minute run to the drugstore. Okay? And Harry's is so confident that you'll love their German engineered blades, they're giving you a 100% satisfaction guarantee. This is a no-lose, folks, so give it a try. Start your Harry's monthly subscription and never worry about buying blades again. And as a special offer for brand new customers, get your free razor and save $5 off with your first subscription with my code LEYKIS5 at checkout. Okay? That's harrys.com. The code is LEYKIS and the number 5. LEYKIS5. Go to harrys.com. The code is LEYKIS5 and start shaving better today.
The oldies gone wrong wing of new normal music is Great Big Radio. Great Big Radio plays all kinds of music from two generations of mindless entertainment, all designed to get you to say, oh my God, holy crap, and what the fuck? And now you can take it anywhere you would have taken a date with the new and free Great Big Radio app for iPhone and Android. Jam it in your pants. See and buy what we played. Use it to text us a request. Set it as an alarm clock. Annoy the piss out of other people on the bus. And best of all, listen to Great Big Radio with our technologically impossible high-def stream, which only uses 1/4 the data. We're not kidding. All this clatter and noise is going on 24-7 at GreatBigRadio.com. So remember, if you don't listen to Great Big Radio, we're going to tell everybody you listen anyway. You might as well.
Great Big Radio.
The hits and the songs that should have been.
Support the Tom Likas Show by using our Amazon.com links to do your everyday shopping. You know you'll be shopping at Amazon anyway for the low prices, whether you're at home or at work. Why not pay the same low Amazon prices and support your favorite show at the same time? You know, Amazon offers super low prices on books, clothing, appliances, music, just about anything you can imagine. And we get credit every time you click on our Amazon links. You know, Amazon revenue makes it possible for us to continue long into the future. Look for the Amazon banner at our website, blowmeuptom.com, or click on the shopping cart icon to shop Amazon on our brand new Tom Likas Show app. The Tom Likas Show. At 901-3000, Tom, we're here with criminal defense attorney Adam Sachs. I should tell you that next month, Gary and Dino, Mike Timpson, and I are going to lead the P1s down the hallways of the suite level at Dodger Stadium to this super exclusive, absolutely huge Hollywood event suite, the biggest party suite at Dodger Stadium, to spend a Sunday watching the Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds. Now, if you've never been to the suite level, if you've never been in a luxury box before, here's your opportunity to enjoy it with all your favorite people in the whole world. The P1, the cast and crew of the Tom Likas Show, and you all together. We would love to see you on Sunday, August 16th, 1 p.m. at Dodger Stadium. And you can get your tickets right now by going to P1Dodgers.com. Go to P1Dodgers.com today. Get your tickets. Get discounted preferred parking. And remember, when you're hanging out with us at the game, you can always play pool in the suite. You can not only enjoy our luscious buffet, but next door you can have access to the ultra-exclusive luxury Dodger Stadium Club. I'll bet you've never seen the inside of that place. Well, it's time you did, because when you play with the P1 crowd, you get extra benefits, and one of those will be you'll be hanging out at the Stadium Club as well. You run a tab in there, you can eat, you can drink, you can do whatever you want. Go to P1Dodgers.com today and lock this thing down. It's P1Dodgers.com. All right, we've got Adam Sachs on the line at 901-3000. Tom, let's bring in Jason in Los Angeles. Jason, you're on the Tom Likas Show with Adam. Hello.
How are you, Tom?
Great.
This whole situation is a little personal to me, just because I grew up watching both The Cosby Show as well as A Different World, and that was my introduction to black colleges. I'm a graduate of Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and it's like seeing a hero fall for me, you know?
Yeah, I really relate to that. I think Cosby was a great man, and he was certainly a hero of mine. I don't think that Temple University is a historic black college. But,
I graduated from Morehouse College in Atlanta.
No, I understand. I'm saying where Cosby was a graduate of, and obviously on the trustees or whatever. But he was certainly a big star. And he had, I remember, what was the show that he had in the 70s, Tom, where he was like a gym teacher?
The Bill Cosby Show.
The Bill Cosby Show. I mean, he was a trailblazer.
Yeah, he also had a show called A Different World that was actually based on, like, the historically black college experience. And that was what prompted me to, you know, kind of research HBCUs and eventually attend one. But I was a staff defender of them prior to today. You know, even as
let me ask you about that. Do you think that he's innocent, or that this is, you know, these charges are motivated by racism or something?
Well, no, I didn't think that it was racism. I just thought that it was, you know, maybe women coming out, you know, like trying to target a star who, you know, has a lot of money. Because it just seemed kind of absurd after a while. You know, it just seemed like every other week there would be more and more women coming out. And I was just
I'm inclined to think at first that maybe he was innocent and it was one crazy broad, you know, but as there were more and more and more of them, that sort of made me feel the opposite. I started thinking, man, he really probably is guilty, you know, because he had so much of it going on.
Well, yeah, you know, I guess the timing for me kind of was curious. You know, this happened in the 70s. You know, why wait until 2015? And that, I mean, just being honest, that was my opinion prior to today. But it's kind of hard to dispute that, you know, this information being released today. You know, I mean, I know maybe Quaaludes were a party drug back then, but to specify that, you know, you used them to have sex with women is pretty damning, you know?
Yeah, I think it's pretty incredible.
Me to say that,
why did he need to do that? Wasn't he famous? I don't understand why he needed to trick or force women into having sex with him. You know, that's amazing to me.
I don't understand it, because at his height, I mean, he could have, I would imagine he could have slept with pretty much any woman you wanted.
Well, if you ask me, and nobody did, but if you ask me, I think there's something else afoot here. It's my opinion that there are, having grown up with an abusive and controlling parent myself,
right.
I think this is more than just having sex. I think this is about power, control, and dominance. It's about no back talk. It's about doing what you're told.
Where's the power and dominance in having sex with someone who's unconscious?
Yeah.
Well, the power and dominance is that you were in control. You administered the drug to them, unbeknownst to them, and now you will do whatever it is you want, which includes committing rape. Okay. And, you know, rape, they always say, is a crime of violence, not a crime of sex. Rape is also a crime of power and control, whether you're pinning somebody up against the wall or to the floor or, you know, however you're doing it. That's what it's all about. And that's what makes it seem more like rape than anything, the fact that Bill Cosby was Bill Cosby. And probably only had to walk around saying, I'm Bill Cosby, have sex with me. And instead, he felt necessary to administer drugs to people.
Yes. I mean, I can't imagine at the height of the Cosby Show that he could go anywhere without being recognized by anyone. And, I mean, just like today, I'm sure there were gold diggers back then that, you know, you're Bill Cosby, so, you exude this sort of status that a woman would be attracted. It's kind of hard to believe that he couldn't have his pick of the litter.
But that's why I think this isn't about sex. That's why my opinion is that this is about rape. Because it's the mentality, in my opinion, of a rapist.
It's also about celebrity, Tom, which is that, you know, held to a different standard. He didn't do it once. He did it again and again and again, and he kept getting away with it, you know? And there are those that were afraid.
Well, because he had the perfect alibi.
And so forth.
I'm Mr. Pudding Pop. I'm Mr. New Coke. I'm Dr. Huxtable. You know, it's like so many people we've seen who have a public persona, whether they are, you know, religious hucksters or whatever they are. And then they've got the perfect cover of darkness to get away with anything they want to do.
That's scary. Before I thought that this was, just attempts at extortion or whatever. But now you're thinking, you know, what about the women that haven't come forward? And it's, again, this is tough to even imagine or, you know, fathom, because this is one of my personal heroes.
Right.
But, you know, the proof is the proof is in the pudding. You know?
No doubt about it. The proof is in the pudding pot.
You guys are doing an excellent job. Can you take me out old school self?
You bet I can, Jason. Here you go. All right.
It's amazing. It's amazing how the mighty have fallen, Tom.
It absolutely is. All right, Adam, you're going to be in here tomorrow. What are we doing tomorrow, you and I?
We're going to do family law, and I'm going to have a guest, I think, one of my clients on.
All right. So the Tuesday Tom Likas show, you'll hear
it.
There you go. Well, you'll have a bonus hour with Adam Sachs coming up, the Tuesday show. The bonus hour begins at 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. And coming up next, another edition of Money Monday, boys and girls. If you've got money questions, you can call in right now and talk to a bona fide, certified, self-made, multimillionaire. If you got money questions, start calling right now, 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM is the telephone number. It's 901-3000-866.
You're listening to Money Monday.
Oh, fuck! The money, man!
Listen, work, call. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's time once again for Likas 101 News for Guys. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
This is going to be a real clusterfuck.
We're brought to you in part by Beer Magazine. Go to blowmeuptom.com. Click on the Beer Magazine banner. Get your Likas discount to a year's subscription to the now fully digital magazine devoted to beards.
Yay.
Beer Magazine, whose study shows that low testosterone in men leads to depression. They call that low T.
Low T, time to jack that up. And,
I like my low T with a little honey and some bourbon.
Rum.
A little bourbon. Bourbon's my...
Low T.
Thank you.
And this is no, slump study here. This is our friends from George Washington University.
No slumps are they, dude.
No. They know what they's doing.
Mm.
The research involved 200 men aged 20 to 77 with a mean age of 48 years old.
All right.
And they basically figured out that low T equals depression. So it's time to jack up testosterone.
How do you jack up testosterone? You just take it or something?
Well, you could stop watching women's soccer.
Excellent idea.
You could watch the amazing crash in yesterday's NASCAR.
You could. That'll get you all testosteroned up.
And you can ride around your BMX bike. It works like a charm.
I don't know about that one.
I gotta bust mine out. I think it's still at my parents' house.
Don't you stand the chance of wrecking your balls doing that?
I think you say wreck the frame at my size now.
And your testosterone's all over. Yeah, don't be crushing. Don't be crushing frames, dude.
I already broke two stools here in the studio. I bented them. But to be fair, anybody that sits on that bus.
To be fair, you're the only one that's done it to date.
Twice.
No other person. We've had big people in here, I think.
I got it back. Everything's fine now.
Couple of people doing stupid things. Ashton Kutcher, Mila Kunis, married, apparently. Yeah.
We knew that was coming. We just didn't know when, and these idiots secretly took off. And
they blame it on low T, I think. And Billy Joel married again. Four times.
Yeah,
four. He likes them bonds, man.
He does. The piano man again, walking
really
down the aisle.
You going with that?
Tell us.
Who, is that Brandy Roderick? No, this is Alexis Roderick. Yeah. It looks like,
incredible.
Is that sister
That's a great
of
question.
Playboy
does
playmate?
Kind
of Brandy Roderick?
Her, yeah.
It looks almost exactly like her.
Yeah. Roderick, though,
don't tell me that, like, he's hitting that. That's fantastic. He's like, fucking, a couple years ago, he was driving drunk into trees and shit.
He ran into, right around the corner from him, ran into stuff.
He ranted into him.
Yeah, Alexis Roderick is pretty freaking hot.
Holy shit.
She's something else. Yeah. I'll tell you what, if you got that, that's crazy because I had to look that up.
Well, the piano
else.
Man, as you call him, he's still...
Is he not?
He still has the dough. I mean, I've seen recent things where, he's still got a killer place out on the island shit. And
he knocked her up, too, so that was also, last year. So I guess that friend...
Felt the pressure? is that what happened?
I don't know. Mm. But, for a tiny little chubby dude, he's doing well.
Mm. Green Bay Packers tight end Andrew Quarles?
Close.
Quarles?
That's how I read it. Quarles. Yeah.
What did I say?
Quarles. I don't know. Quarles. That's how I read it.
Quarles.
Andrew Quarles.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, our friend basically was in Miami Beach having a nice time, except for one thing. He allegedly fired two shots in the air during an argument in a parking garage with a couple of broads.
Not just in celebration of the 4th of July?
No. Mm-hmm. And I guess police were upset, so they arrested him. Quarles actually was took off after he fired the two shots. Police basically caught up with him. Him and another dude took off in his Porsche, but were later found, and the gun was recovered. He was charged with discharging a firearm in public.
Any incidences of people firing guns in the air here in Los Angeles in celebration of our country's birthday?
I know it happens on New Year's like a mofo. It rains lead.
Sure. Sometimes it happens, though, on the great 4th. July.
Well, you can't. How are you going to tell the difference between gunshots and fireworks?
Well, that's the beauty of it.
Time to blast away.
But the reality is that what goes up must come down, and often sometimes come down to people's heads.
By the way, that little piece of lead hits terminal velocity. Mm-hmm. No matter how high up, it comes back down at over 120 miles an hour.
Awesome. Look at you with all the
that'll hurt
details.
That'll hurt. I know better than to fire my gun in the air. It's stupid. I'd rather fire it at people.
Oh, I go all quick straw McGraw, man. Finally, a pick alert for you. It's Anastasia Ashley. She's in a bikini. No big whoop, right? But, yeah, no, there's really good ones. And they're, like, professionally done. Well, the stuff that she posts on her Instagram account always is, like, pretty damn hot. But
These are
kind of sultry.
Yeah, and somebody took these pictures, like, with her permission. A lot of times it's just her getting ready to warm-ups before she heads out in the surf. Mm. And some dude, the creepy dude's taking pictures of her, and I'm looking. And but yeah, this one looks like a layout for something.
There's one ass backwards of her just on a tree. She's just up against the tree. That's good. That works for me.
Anastasia and the tree.
Right. Plenty more newsforguys.com. That's going to do it for us. I'm Gary. He's Dino.
I bent that dumb.
Check out the podcast. GaryandDino.com is where you find a brand new show every single Friday. Just go to GaryandDino.com. From the New Normal Studios in Burbank, we're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
Okay, boys. Let's talk about step-ups. That's step-ups, top-quality insoles. Now, as you know, chicks bring so many deceiving tactics to the game, it's ridiculous. Fake knockers, nails, eyelashes, hair color. How about high heels? Women are never the height they appear to be. Well, now it's your turn to even the playing field, and that's where step-ups come in. With step-ups, anyone, even you, can be 2 inches taller instantly. Thanks to revolutionary technology, step-ups fit perfectly inside your shoe, and no one will ever know they're there. And while wearing step-ups, you can do anything you normally do. Get them now for the ridiculously low price of $21.95. And not only that, for a limited time only, enter coupon code TOM101 and get free lifetime replacement on your step-ups. Did you hear that? Lifetime replacement for Tom Likas Show listeners only. Plus, they'll throw in a free upgrade to priority shipping. Go to step-ups.com for a unique, ultra-comfortable walking-on-air experience. Life is short. You don't have to be. Get step-ups today.
This is the new normal.